USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With faith in America's election process on the line, transparency in the election process is more important than ever. The Trump campaign on Sunday in federal court urged a judge to preserve a bid to block Pennsylvania from certifying any winner, claiming there's evidence that voters in Democratic-leaning counties were improperly allowed to fix errors with their ballots. The same was not afforded to Republican voters. A hearing on Pennsylvania's motion to dismiss the lawsuit is set for Tuesday, with a separate evidence hearing scheduled for Thursday. The case will be decided by U.S. District Judge Matthew Brann in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. over the weekend, with an overwhelming number of supporters believing the election was filled with voter fraud. Stop the steal was the message they brought with them. President Trump called Georgia's recount a waste of time, as ballots did not include voter signatures or verifications. That information was blocked by election officials in Georgia, according to the president. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With the latest on COVID-19, USA Radio News, Tim Berg reports.
A top health official at the University of Minnesota is issuing a dire warning about the nation's battle against the coronavirus. Dr. Michael Osterholm telling NBC's Meet the Press.
Our future is in our hands. And right now, for at least the next 3 weeks, because cases are already in the pipeline, meaning they're already infected, these numbers are going to go way up. Our job is to imagine what the world could be like if we do make the changes we need to make. We're going to be heading to a vaccine in the next few months, but in the meantime, we are in a very dangerous period, the most dangerous public health period since 1918. And if we don't basically take important steps like stop swapping air with our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, we're going to see these numbers grow substantially.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020 Masters Golf Tournament at 20 under, 5 strokes ahead of Australia's Cameron Smith and Sungjae Im of South Korea. Dustin reflects on the final day.
You know, getting off to the start that I did, a birdie 3, which was good, and then 4, bogeyed 4 and 5. Even though they weren't, like, bad shots, you know, I still gave myself good looks for par on both the holes and hit good putts. So, you know, I still didn't let it bother me too much, and then, you know, hit a great shot into 6 and made a birdie. That kind of settled me down a little bit. And then after that, I really drove the ball really well from there to the house. And, you know, obviously it's a tough day. It's always tough to get it done in a major, no matter how good you're playing. It's hard. I was nervous all day. I could feel it. I mean, you know, the Masters to me is, you know, it's the biggest tournament. It's the one that I wanted to win the most. And so, yeah, I mean, I felt it all day. And, you know, I'm just very proud of the way I handled myself and the way I finished off the golf tournament.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020's Masters and set a scoring record at 20 under par, 2 strokes better than the former record held jointly by Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. Cam Newton and the New England offense beat Lamar Jackson's Ravens in a rainy primetime matchup of Sunday Night Football. The final score was 23-17 in the AFC showdown. The Ravens record drops to 6-3, while the struggling New England Patriots improved to 4-5. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.